This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Today is a major deadline in the neck-and-neck contest for Colorado's 3rd congressional district. Around 1,200 votes currently separate Republican incumbent Lauren Boebert and Democratic challenger Adam Frisch. And today is the last day for overseas and military ballots to come in and for voters with ballot problems to fix them and be counted, also known as curing. Frisch says the close race shows voters are tired of extremist politics.
I think extremism is starting to come to an end. The fact that she did not win her home district, those that know her don't care for her. A lot more people know her now than before, and not for good reason. So I knew that she was building up more negatives than when she started.
Meanwhile, Boebert has blamed lack of enthusiasm for top-of-the-ticket Republicans for depressing GOP turnout in the district. Health officials are warning that Colorado is in for a respiratory viral pandemic this winter as cases of RSV, COVID-19, and the flu continue to increase dramatically. Reginald Washington is the chief medical officer for Rocky Mountain Hospital for Children. He says because people were masking and socially distancing for the past 2 years, they weren't exposed to seasonal bugs.
And so our bodies are more susceptible to those viruses because they haven't seen them before. That's particularly true in young kids under the age of 5.
Washington says if you're feeling ill, just stay home and remember to wash your hands. RSV, unlike COVID, can live on surfaces for hours. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. It's another late fall day, almost winter-ish day in Colorado. Highs across the state today will be in the upper 30s, lower 40s, lots of sunshine.